Jesus that's coming from Edom, with dyed garments from God's rock. This that is glorious in his apparel, conquering in the greatness of history.
I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that shredded in the wine fat?
I have trodden the wine press alone, and of the people there was none
with me. For I will tread them in my anger,
and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be splattered upon my garments,
and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart,
and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help,
and I wonder that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation to me,
and my fury it upheld me.
And I will tread the people down in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their blood unto the earth.
I will mention the kindnesses of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord,
according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel,
which he hath bestowed on them,
according to his mercies,
according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior in all their affliction. He was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bear them and carry them all the days of old.
But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy,
and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying,
where is he that brought them up out of the sea?
With the shepherd of his flock,
where is he
that put his Holy Spirit in him, that led them by the right hand of
his glorious song,
dividing the waters before them,
to make himself an everlasting name,
that led them through the deep
as a horse in the wilderness,
the
should not stumble.
As the beast goeth down into the valley,
the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself
a glorious name.
Look down from heaven and behold,
from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory.
Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me?
Are they restrained?
Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledgeth us not. Thou, O Lord, art our father,
our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways
and harden our hearts from thy fear?
Return for thy servants' sake, the tribes of thine inheritance.
The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Thy adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine,
thou never bearest rule over them.